Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, World Famous Astrologer, and today is Wednesday, July 16th. And of course, there's a lot going on. Needless to say, Mercury goes retrograde tonight, 9:45 Pacific time and 12:45 a.m. Eastern time. So you can figure out your time zones in between then. But not a second before, even though Mercury has slowed down, we don't live Mercury retrograde before it actually occurs. And what do we get to do when Mercury goes retrograde? Well, we get to be more creative. Maybe there's a hobby or a craft or a vacation, a short vacation that you want to go on or that you want to do. It's time to explore your more creative side and maybe even your more romantic side. Why not? Mercury goes retrograde in the romantic side of Leo. And this is where hobbies, creativities, activities with children, competitive races and games and volleyball championships, they all exist here. But Mercury retrograde has a different feel than Mercury direct. Mercury retrograde, of course, in the sign of Leo, brings out your quirkiness, those things that you want to try that you normally would hesitate or not try. But there is a little bit of caveat there because Mars and the lunar south node are in the sign of Virgo. So we don't want to go all out with getting too rambunctious or too impulsive with bungee jumping, things that could be a little bit dangerous or cause accidents. So a little self-control is needed. When Mercury is retrograde in the sign of Leo, what we're going to experience is that things are done in short spurts. And so if you do pick up a craft, if you do pick up a hobby, if you do start a new creative project, be aware or prepared that you might put it down. If you do start a new romance, also be prepared that it might just be a summer fling. It might not last forever. And also that you, things could influence your life that take you away from this or that person. So it is a time to branch out, to enjoy things, to do some of the things that you haven't had a chance to do, but not to get too serious about things. Of course, it's a fourth quarter moon in the sign of Aries, and what else is in the sign of Aries but Saturn and Neptune retrograde? Again, we have these planets all pointing in the direction of the sign of Virgo, or maybe sometimes Leo, because there's various midpoints in between, anywhere from Uranus in Gemini to Pluto in Aquarius. I went and calculated all those midpoints. And they point to the outlet for all this good energy is the sign of Virgo, 0 degrees, right where the fixed star Regulus is. So hard work, taking care of yourself, self-love, and cleaning up, being hygienic, avoiding any sort of bad food or, anyone coughing on you, let's say, because the sign of Virgo does rule your health and wellness. It also rules hard work. Well, we have to balance that with enjoying life, too. Give yourself permission to start a new project, to get involved in some creative endeavor, to join a band, do some karaoke, but don't get too serious about it right now. Well, that's all I have for you right now. You can go to my website, www.terrynason.com, to read your weekly horoscopes.